NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome into the show. Happy Saturday to everybody. Yes, it is Up on Game. And we have the crew here. We got my man. Let's start in the back. We got Ralphie with the updates, man. We got Iowa Sam, butt-face Iowa Sam today. He looks like he's 12 years old with a curly curl activator head of hair on him right now. And I got my man Ryan back there. Yay, he's producing the show. And, of course, yeah, I got Pantene Plus. Like, is there such thing as Pantene Plus?
Hey, Plex, I need you to grow your braids back. Man. I don't like
it. We're going to call it.
Grow your braids back.
We're going to call TJ Pantene Double Plus Plus.
Hey, right. Look at it on the bright side, bro. We all in our 40s, and we all still got a head full of hair.
That
man.
Is true.
Look at it that way.
That is true, but my head is gray.
Hey, it seems like every 20 years it always comes back. Because 20 years ago, everybody was rocking cornrows, and now
you're
looking around at the NBA, they wearing headbands and cornrows.
And cornrows. They're looking like Plexico Burress. That is Plexico Burress, everyone, that you are listening to. And yeah, welcome to Up on Game. Go ahead, Plex. What you saying? What you thinking?
No, it depends on who you was talking about. Talking when they look like me. If they look like me, they must be pretty damn handsome.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know who you was talking about.
Well, they say jokes go over better when you look good. And when you're ugly and nobody laughs, you don't have to question if you're ugly or not. You just know what the truth is.
I guess I just keep laughing.
I gotta make sure my jokes are good because I don't lean on looks. All right. Hey, listen, everybody. You could also listen to this show on iHeartRadio app or SiriusXM 83, or you could go to foxsportsradio.com. We have such a large following and tremendous affiliates out there. Shouts out to our affiliates, our programmers all around the country. We appreciate the support. We appreciate you allowing people to hear our show during the course of the weekend because, you know, you could choose something else, but you've chosen us, so we appreciate that, and we appreciate our listeners for supporting what we have. The numbers have continued to rise. Our growth of the show has been amazing, guys. So
that does not go unnoticed to the people. We thank you for that.
Yeah.
We thank you, man.
Yeah.
We really do. We thank you for listening and letting us put you up on game.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Indeed. I mean, it almost sounds like the LeBron James-esque type of, well, end of season speech to his fans.
I think that's a great place to start today.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that's a great place to start.
So let's do that. The LA Lakers. I mean, for all the people out there that said that the Lakers were the favorite, you know, the Broussards of the world, you know, the Rick Bukers, the TJ Houshmandzadehs of the world. Nobody could deal with these dudes. The Lakers, the Lake Show, they bring in Drummond. Now they are really unbeatable because of the size and the length of this team. Let's start with you, TJ. What happened?
I mean, look.
Hey, Plex. Hey, TJ. What happened?
Hey, this how you know. You're a good team when people really they laugh at your downfall. But everybody wanted to see the Lakers lose so bad. But this is what I will say. Number one, they didn't play great at all.
No,
there's not one team that's in the playoffs if aside from
Denver. Hey, where
Denver,
are you going, Plex? Where are you going? Where
that
you
if
going?
You lose
I'm listening.
One
of
this.
Your best players, you're going to win. If the Phoenix Suns lose Devin Booker, they don't beat the Lakers. If the Clippers lose Kawhi or Paul George, they are not going to beat Dallas. Anthony Davis is such a big part of the team. With him not being able to play, they couldn't do anything. But with that being said, I thought I've never seen an NBA team. I've never seen it. They couldn't score. Like 10 points in the second quarter. in game five, and I believe they had 16 or 17 points in the first quarter of game six. They literally couldn't score. The Phoenix Suns said, we're going to make you shoot from the perimeter.
Yeah.
They could not make a shot. Frank Vogel did not adjust until the third quarter.
Why you sound so mad,
in
TJ?
The sixth game. When
there was no adjustment.
Hey, but, hey, hold on. This is a radio show. You are an expert analyst. Why you got emotions involved right now?
Think about this, though.
Hey.
When the Lakers were scoring points in the third quarter of game six, I was like, wow, okay, this is how NBA basketball is supposed to look.
Okay.
They can actually score.
Okay.
But what he did was, in essence, LeBron was the center. He was the five.
Mm-hmm.
So now Ayton had to guard Kuzma. So he was out of the paint. It opened everything up. LeBron was able to get layups. There was no shot blocker in the paint. It took you this long to figure that out? Mm. It took you that long to figure out, let's put LeBron, Kuzma on the court at the same time, minus Gasol and Drummond.
Mm.
Things are opened up. LeBron has a lane. He just did that a little too late. Montrezl Harrell, sixth man of the year. He can't do anything. He can score. Why is he not playing for us?
Mm.
Why is he sitting the bench?
But you know what? He didn't play a single minute in the two wins, though. So I guess they thought that his value wasn't needed because the two games that they won, he didn't play a single minute.
But this is
which
the thing,
I didn't understand.
Plex, I get that. But the Lakers, they didn't have a problem scoring in games one through three. They literally hit a wall where they couldn't score a point. Montrezl Harrell can get buckets. If he can't do anything else, he can score the basketball. Yeah. You're having a hard time scoring. Get him in the game. Get him in the game. But Anthony Davis got to figure this out, bro.
Mm.
He got to figure this out because
What are you going to try to figure out? He keep getting hurt. How are you going to figure that out?
Plex, you and I both know, and LeVar knows this as well. When you have the type of money that he has, and he's made more in 1 year than we probably done made in our career, you need to pay somebody to make sure your body – is the reason you can go out and prove. He's never played a full season in his career. That's a problem. That's a problem. He needs to take a look at what he's doing in his training and change it completely, overhaul it. Keep somebody with him. Spend the money. Invest in yourself. Because you cannot continue to get hurt like this every single year. Last year, if COVID doesn't happen, Anthony Davis is going to miss some games, and he still missed games, but he's going to miss games. And the Lakers wouldn't have won it. But that long break let his body rest. He needs to figure this out. He needs to self-examine himself and get somebody that can keep him healthy. He has way too much money to be getting hurt the way he does.
Yeah. What you think, Plex?
Man, listen, I got two words for all y'all Lakers fans out there.
Did you say Lakers or Lakers?
Lakers.
Oh,
hey,
my bad.
Did
they get licked on live television? Golly.
Hey, I got two words for all y'all Lakers fans out there. When you hear these two words, it'll make your skin crawl.
One, two.
Devin Booker.
Oof. Mm.
Devin Booker.
Oh, listen, say his name again.
Listen.
Say it one
Devin
more time.
Booker.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Book. That's what they call
him. Oh, Booker.
Man, listen. Hey.
Turn me up in my headphones.
Listen, I knew this kid was good, man.
But you ain't know he was that good.
The shooting display that this man put on the other night was absolutely spectacular.
Oh, that boy good.
Mm. I mean, yo, listen, he was pulling up jump shots, and I'm saying to myself, I'm like, yo, he tripping. There's no way that he's going to make this
bottom
shot.
Bottom of the net.
And the ball won't even hit in the rim.
Bottom of the net.
The ball won't hit in the rim. You know what, TJ? You said Frank Vogel had he didn't adjust. There's no adjustment for that.
Mm.
What you going to do? The kid got 36 points at halftime, and now this is the problem that I had with the Lakers. The sense of urgency going into an elimination game, the defense, the intensity, and the effort that they came out with in the first half, and you see after halftime the way they came out and played defensively, that's how they're supposed to start the game off.
Mm.
Hey, let me ask you this. I'm jumping ahead. I'm jumping ahead, Plex.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask LeVar this as well. What do you guys make of the last couple minutes of LeBron walking up the court?
We ain't even got to that
yet.
Yeah,
we ain't got there.
TJ,
listen,
LeVar, I'm going to ask you a question.
Now you come
going, yeah, going back to game five.
Yep.
He left the court with like 4 minutes and 52 seconds on the clock. Have you ever left your teammates on the field when you lost a football game?
No.
Unless you get thrown out. But
have you ever walked into the locker? Have you ever walked into the locker
room? Just walked off on your boys.
I mean, the NBA.
And left them on the court while they were still playing the game?
The NBA is a different game. The answer is obviously no.
Come on,
man. The NBA is such a different game. Like, the players.
They're your teammates.
Dude, the crazy thing is the players are so empowered. Do you try that in the league? You and the coach going to get into it in the NFL. Y'all going to get into it.
Absolutely.
You're going to get and you're going to get fined.
With your teammates.
And you're going to get fined. It seems like in the NBA, the superstars pretty much do what they want to do. And it's almost crazy that they're allowed to get away with that because your teammates see that. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how hard you work.
How you
they see that. They see that.
It's,
can't do it.
This comes down to me, in my opinion, it comes down to leadership and it also comes into belief and buy-in. I think we saw cracks. We saw cracks because I truly believe the Lakers were depending on straight talent to be able to carry them versus
right.
straight accountability and preparation. And that might sound crazy, but the one thing that you got to point out, we're talking a lot about Devin Booker, and Book did his thing, no doubt about it. Actually taking his profile to another level. But be clear, your boy Jay Crowder had a hell of a series.
Yes,
did not back down from LeBron,
but
he never does though.
He
was making Jay shots Crowder when he needed to make shots. Your boy DeAndre Ayton came to the show. He showed up and played big. And listen, Cameron Payne, Dancing Man, came up big in the series as well.
Man.
Everybody thought that Chris Paul, you know, being hurt and his shoulder being out of whack, his leadership.
Do you know where Cameron Payne was playing at?
I don't.
He was playing out the country, bro. He wasn't even in the NBA at the start of the season.
I just remember
him. He was playing out of the country.
I just remember him dancing with Russell Westbrook.
The Lakers have a flawed roster. They have a flawed roster. They can't shoot the three.
Yeah.
They're flawed, and they rely so much on LeBron and AD that one of them are out.
And that's the thing. I feel as though when I was saying earlier on before we got to this series, and you know what, before I continue my thought, we're going to open this up to the callers, 877-996-6369.
It's about to get real juicy.
If you want to give TJ a hard time or you want to support him because you're a Lakers fan or you're a non-Lakers fan, call in. We want to know what you thought about this Lakers series. But, you know, the one thing about this series that really, really made it interesting to me, and I was talking to Ralph about it before the show, and he brought up a great point, is has Father Time – caught up to LeBron? And because to me, in you're in a series where you were able to climb back into it, and it seemingly looked as though you were going to be able to close out the series. Now, I know you lose AD, but are you telling me that a younger LeBron James wouldn't have been able to figure it out with the guys that he had on the roster, man, with him?
Hey, with just the effort, man, that they was putting out the other day, there are not many, too many basketball teams in the NBA that you're going to beat in the playoffs, because it almost looked like it didn't mean enough to them, to me.
Dang.
The sense of urgency.
It's what played. It's that sense of – dude, the way they played the third quarter Plex, they didn't start the game that way.
That's what I just said. They were supposed to start the game that way.
They did not start the game.
Dennis Schroeder was diving all over the floor.
Dennis Schroeder was putting it on the line. He was putting it on
absolutely.
The line. Yeah, he
absolutely.
Was putting it on
the line. That's how the game was supposed to be started. And for the life of me, I'm sitting here saying to myself, I said, hold on, man. These guys are professional athletes. They know the predicament that they're in.
The what?
And the predicament they're in.
All right.
And they are going to start the third quarter off the way the game was supposed to be started.
That's true.
From an effort standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. And the last thing that I didn't get a chance to get to.
Okay.
We understand and we know the relationship between LeBron James and Chris Paul. This is only the second time in Chris Paul's career where he's making it to the second round of the playoffs. And for from a respect standpoint, the way that he left the game and didn't even go over there and shake his man hand, like
I'm sure they shook hands in the back.
No, the back. No, that's not what it's all about. It was like an Isaiah Thomas walk-off almost.
Do I shake your hand in front of the cameras for
Come
optics?
Come on, man.
Yes.
Hey, LeBron was the one that put it out there.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a sore loser. I am. Come I hate on, to man. Lose. I hate to, like,
eight,
I'm
seven,
angry
seven.
When I lose.
877-996-6369. Do you hate to lose? Do you love to win? Which one do you like more? Which one do you hate most?
I hate to lose.
We want to hear from you, the callers on Up On Game, because we're sitting there talking about a very real situation here, which is that of LeBron James. We didn't even touch on, do we continue to compare LeBron to one Michael? Oh, no, I'm going to stop right there. Hey, make sure you call in. You're listening to Up On Game. We're going to take a quick break, a moment of time, a moment of silence for my man TJ. He over here. We need to get him some paper towels because his eyes is looking a little watery. It might be a little dusty. Hey Sam, we might need to get them in here to vacuum up.
Man, I just watch a little of this softball, man, get my mind off of it. Softball, my new sport.
Well, that might be true. Hey, we're going to take a quick break on the other side of this. We're going to take your calls and we're going to continue to talk about, well, is this possibly the end for LeBron James? You're listening to Up On Game. We'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio.
I want people that want to win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of energy. Oh, I don't know why, because the Lakers went home.
Here they go.
They went home. Lakers, they went home. Hey, I had a dude. Come on, IG. He cussed me out so bad. He's an L.A. dude.
Hey, y'all, don't come on here, callers. Don't come on here talking about my Lakers either, callers. Hey.
Talking trash.
Hey, he cussed me out so bad on somebody else's page that I was really, like, I felt like I should report him and block him.
What's wrong with people, man?
On somebody else. It wasn't even on my page. He added me, though. That was how I saw it, but hey, it is what it is. We're talking Lakers and Suns, or, you know. I don't know, guys. I mean, I don't know. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. You're listening to the Up On Game. And we got a ton of callers, so you know
TJ,
what?
I wish I could see your face right now.
Hey, Plex.
It's on the floor. I can't see it either.
Plex,
I ain't
going
to pick it up.
Hey, y'all were texting during the game, man. I was so pissed, man. I'm not going to lie.
Yo, I was so mad. Hey, Vaughn, he ain't even responding to us.
I was so mad,
bro. Usually give you like a little thumbs up on the joint or some exclamation points.
I was so mad. Oh, my. I was so mad. And my son, he not a Laker. His favorite color green, so he liked the Celtics. So he... Why the Lakers losing?
Ew.
I'm like, bro, if you don't get out of my face, why the Lakers losing?
Salt in
not
the
when
room.
You, not when your child hit
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 7 years man. Old.
From That's your bad. Own blood. That's tough.
Pasha, San Diego, what you got, bruh?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on?
I love the show. I listen every week. LeVar, king of the mammals.
Yeah.
Arrington.
Yeah.
Plexiglass bird.
Yeah. Stretch. Not plexiglass. Stretch.
Hushmanzada.
Okay.
I love you guys. Like I said, I listen every week.
He's reading.
I just want to say, you know, I'm really bummed out about the Lakers like TJ. I just heard it in his voice. But at the same time, I mean, he was mad.
He heard it in his voice. Hey,
oh my God.
Hey, Paj, what you mean? What you heard in his voice, man?
He's like, and Frank Vogel, like, what the shit? And I had to pause for a second. And I'm like, I feel his pain, you know? I wear Laker gear every day. So, anyways,
wow.
I'm not – I mean, we were playing with fire all year because we're too LeBron and AD dependent, and this was worst-case scenario, and unfortunately it happened. But, you know, we had a great run. We had a great year, and we're still technically the champions for a couple more months. So, hold your head up. Mr.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, wow. Posh. All right. hold your head.
I'm gonna hold my head, Posh. Appreciate you, my man.
Because we're still the champs. No, yeah,
we are the champs into our new champ. I like that.
Newsflash. Newsflash. We are closer to a new champ than we are to y'all being the old ones. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to Seattle. Jones, what's going on, man?
Man, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right,
what's
up, man? What you got?
I'm going to break it down to you right now.
Uh-oh.
You got no shooting on this team, period. Okay?
Uh-oh.
What the hell is happening to Kyle Kuzma? What the hell is happening to this dude, man?
What happened to him?
Seriously.
Tell him.
What happened?
I mean, does the dude, he needs to sit his ass up in the gym and work, and don't get out the gym.
Just live in there.
And work on your shooting. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The bottom line, here it is. Man.
What is it?
Give it to him.
The West is getting younger. The West has got better coaching, okay?
Yes.
And right now, you have to have a supporting cast. We cannot shoot the ball. We can't hit water if we fall out of boat.
Ridiculous.
Okay? Man, that means you wouldn't drown. You ain't even got to know how to swim. You ain't sipping water. We appreciate the call, Jones. All right, let's go to Bobby in Florida. What you got, Bobby? Bobby.
Hello?
Hello? Bobby?
Hi.
Is this Bobby?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no worries. What you got?
And I got to give a special props out to Plexico for catching that football for the Giants.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl.
Appreciate it. Stay on topic. I appreciate you.
Way to clear your throat, Bobby. Come on, what you got?
I got, I'm sick and tired of hearing about LeBron James. He's a phenomenal player, and the stuff he does off the court is great, but he's the biggest whiner.
He is a whiner.
And the way he acted, walking off the court, not shaking hands, and not being there with his teammates, he claims that he doesn't get respectful. Maybe you got to earn it.
Wow.
Maybe if you showed a little more respect, you'd get a lot more. And I think he's a great player.
Mm. Wow.
But every time, he's getting to learn how to flop pretty good, too.
Oh, wow, Bobby. Hey, you're not a LeBron James fan, are you, Bobby?
At all.
I think he's a great player, no doubt about it. Phenomenal. But, you've got another generation of kids coming up. How do you want them to see you? How is the game supposed to be played, instead of, walking off the court, not shaking hands? And acting like that.
We appreciate it, Bobby.
These younger generation people, these kids coming up, what it's really about.
You're right about that. We appreciate that, Bobby. Did he say young jits coming up? Wow.
That's what they say in Florida, in Fort Myers.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, Belgrade.
You got the young jits. The young jits. Yeah.
For Hokie.
Okay, all right, okay. Cool. Hey, let's do this. Callers, hang in there. Hang tight, hang steady. We got a lot of you, and all of you seem to be being respectful towards TJ's bruised feelings right now, so that's a good thing.
You know what? Hey, I will say this. The caller said, the West is getting younger, and I'm going to say that the guards are so good in the Western Conference, the point guards, shooting guards. Think about this. Devin Booker wasn't even selected to the NBA All-Star team.
Crazy.
That's how good the guards are in the Western Conference, and you were just looking at the game the other day, and Marc Gasol and Andre Drummond, they were just out of place. Man, them guys too quick, eight, and they too fast. And talking about Father Time and LeBron James, they just look quick, man. They were slow. They couldn't guard anybody. They couldn't hit the side of a barn with a 2x4. They couldn't do nothing. The West is getting younger. The guards are great.
Name the best guard in before we go to this
in the Western Conference.
Yeah, in the Western Conference. What's his name? Say it. Say his name.
Dame Lillard.
Let's go to Ralph for a trending. Ralph, let's go to trending.
Dame Lillard.
What you got? That was breaking news.
All I can think about is Kyle Kuzma's untouchable.
Oh, in terms of the rim.
No, in terms of trade
a couple years ago. Oh, okay. Why is
and now,
that?
And now Talen Horton Tucker was untouchable with his 6.5 points a game.
Oh, man, don't worry about LeBron getting rid of the whole team. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it works out well.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's part of breaking news and trending. What else we got going on?
Steve Clifford is out as the head coach of the Orlando Magic. Mutual parting of the ways in three seasons. He was just 96-131, but he did make the playoffs in two of those three seasons. And then this year, the organization decided to get rid of all of his players. So he decided, you know what? I don't want to be around for the rebuild. And he is out. As his Blazers head coach, Terry Stotts, he went away from the team this after taking them to the playoffs but losing in the first round four of the last five seasons. Damian Lillard, the best guard in the West, according to Plaxico Burress, is vocal in saying he wants Jason Kidd coaching in Portland next season.
Nice.
So we will see how that goes. Hey. The NBA playoffs do continue later tonight with, guys, the second round of action.
Yes.
It gets started at 7:30 Eastern when the Brooklyn Nets host the Milwaukee Bucks, game number one of the Eastern Conference semifinal matchup. The
playoffs
indeed. Coming up this afternoon, we have a Saturday of Major League Baseball. It all gets underway at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern. The AL Central leading Chicago White Sox host the Detroit Tigers. And in the NL Central, Cincinnati is in St. Louis. But right now, we're sending it back to the studio where we're up on game.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, that up on game by you, Ralphie, is real strong. It's solid.
Yeah.
I bang with it. All right. Yeah. What are you thinking, Plex? I hear you over there.
You know what I'm thinking, man? I was kind of surprised by the firing of Terry Stotts the other day.
Mm. That was shocking.
I was kind of surprised by that, and I'm saying to myself, I speak to Dame every now and then. Do you think he's like being loyal to a fault?
Did Plex just flex? Was that a flex? Was that a slight flex?
I speak to Dame every now.
Okay, go ahead.
But do you think he's being loyal to a fault?
Mm.
Like not wanting to leave Portland and wanting to get and try to win a world championship there. I don't think it's about the coach. I think it's about the pieces that they have. Mm. And him requesting who he wants to be coached by is something different. I mean, if you can just say who you want to be your coach, I mean, that's where sports are going, professional sports, and these star athletes.
Yeah.
I want to be coached by Jason Kidd. But that's crazy, right?
Hey,
right.
Is it not what we just talked about though?
That's crazy.
Superstars in the NBA. They run everything. You don't give him Jason Kidd. A month later, he'll say, "Man, I want to be traded. Man, I want to go somewhere else." Straight up.
That's crazy. Give the owners. Give the people of the National Football League some credit then there, because they make sure that they brand the shield over the players. Now the players in the NBA are branded over the NBA shield. In fact, they even have conversations of changing the logo in the NBA.
Dude, when you have,
they ain't hearing that in the NFL.
When you have the players with guaranteed contracts, regardless of what happens, I get my money. Then you gotta tend to them,
right?
Yes,
you gotta pamper them.
It's simple. In the NFL, is what you acting like? What? All right, you gone.
Bye.
And that's the biggest difference.
Oh, you want to leave?
Yeah.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it for a little bit. Yeah. Oh, you want to get up out of here? You just got $100 million? Oh, really? Let's we'll get back to you on that one. You the league MVP? You just came up one game short of going to the Super Bowl? Oh, you ain't happy? We'll revisit that conversation at another time. Oh, don't worry. We got other stuff going
that's
on.
That's exactly how this conversation
good Google or Moogle. I don't know which one is right or which one is wrong, but I'll tell you what. You got to give credit where credit is due. The NFL ain't letting their show stop over one dude. I would just tell you that right now.
Hey, but getting back to this. This guard.
Come on, you want to go back to that?
Back in the Western Conference.
Oh,
I mean, who do you think is the best point guard in the Western Conference?
Donovan Mitchell, man. Come on.
No, I think it's Damian Lillard for sure.
Come on.
It's Damian Lillard for sure.
It's Donovan Mitchell.
Don't do that, Vaughn.
It's Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. Anyway, we're gonna hold steady to what our opinions are, and I wouldn't expect that to be any different. In fact, let's go to more opinions on our caller line as well. Let's go to Thomas out of Iowa. You've been on for a long while. What's up, Thomas? Wow. Talk to us.
Hey, man. Thanks for giving me the
idea. Hey, no worries, man. Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a first shout-out to the Against LeBron. This is like a lot of people –
he screwed over a lot of bettors. He needed 27 points in the game five, and he sat out the whole fourth quarter.
The nerve.
Oh, the nerve to do that, you know.
He lost money. But, you know, Plexico won money off of LeBron and them, so, you know.
Oh, man. But you know what? Here's my real question about LeBron. He may want to play. Father time is definitely catching up. But you know what? He plays for the Lakers, and the Lakers are all about winning. When are they going to cut ties with LeBron?
You're so funny for that. It's a good question. I mean, is it time to think about cutting ties with LeBron? Is it time to think about a blow-up? Because if you really think about it, LeBron at least stayed healthier than AD has. Yeah, they're
LeBron, one year removed from a championship.
He
brings so much that's not going to happen until he – and that's another thing with the player empowerment. That's not going to happen until he says, I want to go.
He brings more
–
there's more value to his name.
So much more value than what he's actually doing on the court that will never happen.
The law of the niche.
I find that to be pretty interesting because it does seem to be father time catching up a bit to LeBron.
I mean, and, 18 years.
And listen, a guy as good as he is still a threat, a legitimate threat as a player in the league. But,
oh, absolutely.
But – can you still consider him to be the franchise guy? You know, I've listened to all of the experts talking, and everybody's talking about how the best players in the playoffs are on different teams. You're talking about Buddy in Dallas being the best player in the playoffs, Buddy in Denver being the best player in the playoffs, and even the MVP of the league. And no one is mentioned and used LeBron's name as best player in the playoffs. I mean, is that damning towards LeBron? I mean, if Michael Jordan was in the playoffs at any point in his career, would you say that there was a better player in the playoffs at any point in time, even when he was losing in the first, second rounds? Would you have said there was anyone better than Michael Jordan?
Nope. Man, Jordan was – he. When you would watch the Bulls play, it seemed like would never miss a shot.
People don't –
like,
you
he
know,
would never – like, it. He missed, obviously, but it seemed like he never missed.
You know what the craziest thing about the Michael Jordan, LeBron James debates is that a lot of people never saw Michael Jordan play, like, in real live games, like real games.
I mean,
you get to see the Last Dance. You get to see highlights. But unless you lived it and were able to understand the magnitude of what he represented, because I'll say this, and maybe you guys may disagree, but I'll say this. I don't think the best players are always the ones that have the best statistics. Now, Mike has great statistics. There are things that he doesn't have the best, he doesn't rank the highest in terms of statistics. But there are players, to me, that should be considered to be the GOATs of GOATs that don't necessarily have the stats.
And that's why they will never be considered that. I mean, the game is completely different from when Michael Jordan played to now. Back then, you could really get into a guy. You could body him up. You can hand check him. That was not a foul.
That's true.
And so you had to fight through so much back then. But now, they can play zone defense.
You can't touch her.
You get off your guy back then. That was an illegal defense.
Put a skirt on her.
And now you can kind of play a zone defense, and you force a guy to shoot the jumper. They can't really get to their spot as they could back then. But then it's so many different rules You really don't know, but Michael Jordan, at least for our generation, is hard to say anybody was better than him, man. The dude was just so unbelievable. Now, LeBron, from a historical perspective, because his body of work, they've never seen a guy be this good this late in his career.
Correct.
And he's done it consistently from year one.
And that should be
way through.
That should be acknowledged.
Because if it was that easy, others would have done it.
I agree. I don't disagree with that.
Hey, I will say this, man. It was definitely a different, era of basketball. And I'm just looking at the play the other day with KCP. He goes down and files Torrey James.
Oh, my God.
There's no way in the world 15 years ago that would have been a flagrant foul. Mm. It's a hard NBA playoff basketball foul.
They want him to give up the dunk, Plax, in a crucial game.
I will say that. The game has gotten a little soft. If you just touch somebody on the face,
soft as a baby's bottom, bro. Mm.
It's straight up.
That's real soft.
It's a flagrant. If you touch somebody on the face now, it's like an automatic flagrant one.
It depends on who you touch in the face, because some aren't and some are.
Right.
True.
Right. It's a different area of basketball, man. But I will say this, man. One of the Lakers parting ways with LeBron James, that's never going to happen, man. LeBron came out a couple years ago and said came out and said, my dream and my goal
play with his son.
To play against or with his son in the NBA. He's going into his 19th season. I really think that, you know, he'll play another two more years. He'll get to 20 years. You know, a la Kobe Bryant and all of those guys. But
I mean, don't his kid gotta make it to the league? I mean,
I know, right?
Ain't that crazy? Don't you gotta get there first? I mean,
ain't that crazy?
That's confidence he has in his seed.
Do we know?
He already going.
Do we know if he's good enough to go to the league yet? I mean, I ain't really heard too much about him at Sierra Canyon this year. I'm just saying. I ain't trying to sound like a hater on Tim Tebow's child or anything.
Tim Tebow playing tight end.
Tim Tebow can make it onto a professional roster.
I love it.
So can you. You're listening to Up On Game. Callers, hold steady. That was Plexico, and that is TJ. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're talking NBA playoffs and LeBron James, and you know what? Whoever else you want to talk about, if it's part of the playoffs,
man,
you know?
I'm trying out for the Lakers, man. I can shoot, man. I can make free throws or do something. I'm trying out.
You can make an open three, right, with nobody around?
I can make an open three, no doubt about it.
For as tall as you are, Plex, you wish you were a little bit taller. You wish you were a baller. You wish you had a rabbit and a hat. You good. You a caller. We're up on game. We're going to take a quick break. It's Fox Sports Radio. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Hey, if you're missing any of this amazing show, or if you miss any of the amazing shows we've done previously,
and I'm coming
in the past,
right back.
Yeah, make sure you go to where podcasts are subscribed to and downloaded. Apple Podcasts, wherever you go to get your podcast, go check out Up On Game. Subscribe, give a rating, leave a statement, a comment of some sort. It'd be nice if it's polite, but if you don't like us, that's fine too. You know, just state how you feel. But check it out. Make sure you check out our podcast. Support the other podcasts. Some great podcasts on this station. You know, you got my boy Sean Merriman. He does Lights Out podcast. You know, we got ton of guys. You know, I hear Marcellus is about
Lights
to do a podcast.
Out.
You know what I mean? Like, that's interesting.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if he's going to bring that to Fox Sports Radio, huh? I'm recruiting. Hey, let's jump. We got 3 minutes, guys. Let's run through these calls. Let's go to Craig in California. Keep it short, Craig, but what you got?
All right, guys. I'm getting ready to start my shift, so I will make it short. First of all,
appreciate you calling in.
The show is amazing. It's evolving. You guys are doing a great job.
Appreciate it.
So real quick, we were talking about Michael. Michael lost to Detroit. He came back. When he lost to Orlando, he used emotion to bring himself back and the team back as a positive thing. When they beat Isaiah and the Pistons walked off the court, that was a B move.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting at one of my son's football games, let me run to give this to you. There was a kid sitting next to his dad, and he was a wrestler. On his shirt, he said his record was 82-4, but he learned more from the four losses than he did the 82 wins.
Love it.
Let me leave this with you.
God,
I don't know if this. I'm going to claim this as my own. Greatness is achieved through adversity.
Yeah.
You can't. The reason we look at Muhammad Ali as the greatest of all time is because of the competition he faced in life and in the ring. Larry Holmes had a better record, but he wasn't the greatest because he didn't fight. He didn't fight Norton. He didn't fight Frazier. He didn't fight those guys. But Ali did. And did Ali lose? Ali lost. But he came back and he beat those guys. Him.
I know that's right.
And TJ, one last thing. When Magic faced Bird, Magic lost to Bird, but he didn't walk off the court like that. I got to go, guys.
All right, Craig. Hey, enjoy your shift, man.
Have
we appreciate
a good day,
you
bro.
Calling
have
in.
A good weekend, Craig. Thank you, man.
All right, we only have 1 minute left. So if you want to – I mean, this is a NBA-heavy show. We're talking NBA, and so if you want to hold steady – because we're going to talk about the rest of the games as we move forward and continue on. I see somebody up there that has Jazz versus the field. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, right.
Everybody going to continue to hate on my boys until something jumps off and pops off about
what's nobody,
going on.
Nobody's hating on
yes, you are.
They
yes,
have
you
a,
are.
They have a great team.
Y'all some hateful
people. I said
people.
This months ago.
We
the Jazz have
about,
a great team.
We just spent the whole entire hour talking about the Lakers, and they sitting at home right now. We got the Utah Jazz
no, that's
balling
because
out.
You sit next to TJ. That's why we're talking about the Lakers.
We're going to
that's
take
why
a we break.
Talking about the Lakers.
We're talking about the Lakers because they were the favorites to win it.
We're going to talk about more relevant
as a seven that. As a seven seed. We were the favorites. We just had some injuries that kind of slow us down.
All right.
Man, put AD, your shirt back on.
Holla at you. Go get you somebody. Get your body right so we can come back next year.
And wipe the tears from your eyes, TJ. Y'all listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hutchman, Zion Plexico Burns. More NBA playoffs when we get right back.